Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. It is episode 129. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
Guess who's back? It's me, Matt Valdez. Happy to be back. I'm refreshed. Is the show over yet?
You ready for another vacation?
We brought it up when you got back. We brought it up on the show. When you go on vacation, all you do is talk about your next one. And that's all we were talking about was the next golf trip. Which happens to be the 30th for me.
Your golf trip got a lot of attention before the trip, not as much as when you came back, I noticed.
I noticed that, too. I didn't really have that many stories. I know because this
you got buried by Dan Quinn's T-shirt.
Definitely buried by his T-shirt. I will say, it actually, working on the show kind of ruins your vacation. And I don't know if you've kind of felt this, but instead of just kind of being in the moment and enjoying everyone's company and enjoying everything, you're trying to find content. You know what I mean? You're kind of storing stuff in
why?
The back.
Why are you doing
because,
that?
Because you know you want to bring something to the table when you get back.
Oh,
you're
trying to find vacation content?
Yeah, vacation content.
Oh, yeah, I could agree with that. You feel like you got to have a story.
Yeah, it always feels like you got to come back with something. And then you definitely outdid everybody with your IG content, and I was trying to keep up, but I was trying to put stuff in the back of my head to talk about on the show, and I just really didn't have that much to say about it. Honestly, like I said, you're not in the moment, and so you're constantly trying to think of would this funny? Would this person be upset if I said this? Or you know what I mean?
Well, I understand that. I had those thoughts a few times while I was on vacation too. But I feel like vacation's your time. It's your time to unplug. If you want to share something's nice from vacation, yeah. You can't make up stories, right? You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. If it was just a nice, relaxing time that doesn't really relate to anybody else, then, you know.
Fun had by all. Hey, did you see the souvenirs I did bring back?
No.
The pimples that are on my head. I cannot get rid of them. I think they're from the sweat on my hat for wearing a hat for four straight days being outside.
Those look angry.
I know. Dude, they look like ball markers.
Have you been hiding those all week?
I've been conscious of them. I'm surprised you haven't noticed.
Well,
they're very angry.
Well, I haven't noticed, but now that you mentioned it, I won't be able to stop looking at
it. I know. I got one like right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not your hat line. That's your eyebrow.
Well, I think it's the sweat dripping down my brow.
Yeah.
And kind of nestling right there. I have one right here. And then where's another? Right here.
Yeah, they're all over.
I know.
I thought they were just I thought they were just like, I don't know, marks in your head or something.
Like I got beat up or I fell down?
Yeah, something like that. I don't really, didn't really think about it.
No, I literally came back with pimples.
I remember thinking when I was young that there would be a day when pimples would go away. They always come back. Like, it doesn't matter if you're 40 years old, you're still going to get pimples every once in a while.
I know. You're talking to an Accutane child.
You were an Accutane child.
Yeah, I was an Accutane child. I had them bad.
Mm. Did you get depression and all that? All the things that come along with it?
There was a whole...
Some dark days?
There was a whole speech that that the doctor had to do with you and your parents present about suicidal thoughts and all that good stuff. And no, I was fine. It made me the happiest I've ever been because it got rid of my pizza face.
I don't remember Accutane when I was in high school. Now, I graduated in 2001, so maybe I just missed it, or maybe it was around and I just didn't know that it was an option. It wasn't in my house. I was just dealing with it.
I think Accutane was a hit during my era of high school. Mm. There was another medicine, because my brother had acne as well. He was on tetracycline. That was
is that a T booster?
No. It's just an acne stabilizer.
Mm.
That's what he was on, and we both had the back knee too, as well as pizza face.
So last week you missed on Thursday. You missed Matt from Minneapolis call, and you just kind of reminded me of this talking about acne, and he called in with a plea to the guys, basically the EB and myself. Begging us to get on TRT.
Oh,
and
like testosterone?
He sold it really well. First of all, he was Joan on EB, and it was really great. About EB giving up and just...
Punting life
and not eating well and all kinds of stuff. But he said that for the less amount of money than parking in the garage here in the building.
Hey, that's a great sales technique, by the way.
That's
a great sales technique.
That you can get TRT, and he said he's been on it for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like a machine.
Wow.
Absolutely ripped already. Can tell the big difference already. Recovery faster. And all the thing, boosting his testosterone. That's it. Now, he says it's different than like going through some back alley thing because you're doing it with doctors who are...
So do you have to check in with a doctor once a month or once every 3 months?
Administered the shots and everything.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. That I'm not positive, but he's in the doctor's office all the time. That's part of it.
It's a legit thing. Instead of, like you said, having some
now,
shady
I think maybe hookup. He maybe tested on the lower end for T or something for his age or... So, I don't know. So there's always a workaround.
So is that how you... I was going to say that's how you acquire it, is that you have to test for it?
He was... Because he said it's almost too late for Eric, but he goes, Drab, you still have a chance to get silly. You could be absolutely ripped at 41.
Yeah, but doesn't Eric always say, I have the most testosterone out of everyone?
He does, which makes me think that, like, we got two things that I really want to do on the junkies, and I know you do as well. The low T test.
Yeah.
And Cakes' toupee.
Yes.
Those are both things that we want to get accomplished this summer. I think we really got to get moving on the low T thing because it's
literally a kit test that we can do.
Or we can bring someone in. We'll call a doctor, have them come in, administer the test. Lurch, I don't think, is going to be involved. That's always kind of tricky because Lurch is in a point where we can't force him to do things necessarily. Like, we can't force him to take a testosterone test. And we can plead with him, tell him it'd be great for the show, but... He's,
at the end of the day, we can't put a gun to his head and force him.
He's not quite like the rest of us, where he's not as self-deprecating, right? None of the rest of us really care if we score a 0.0 on the T scale. Yeah. Like, it'd be funny or a good bit. Like, it would devastate Lurch, I think, or something. It would mean something more to him. So it'd be kind of weird to say you have to do this.
Yeah, Jason would take it personally.
He would take it personally.
Yeah.
So maybe if we, if Jason's not in it, the rest of us, you and me included.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely would do it. Mar, because Mar would be. Guy in his mid 20s and lives in Arlington.
Great content. Yeah. Oh, reveals the results live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe we discuss with the doctor some sort of replacement therapy for the guys that are on the low end, or what we can do to boost it. You distracted me there for a second. I thought you were drinking a cider.
Oh, no, no, no.
You
sorry.
Poured your don't sleep
no,
into
no,
a
No, that's
glass.
Why I don't sleep, because today's episode of Bit Season.
Like, I know we're on a chill mode here, and I just looked over at you with your big pimple face, and I saw you drinking a cider. I'm like, wow, yeah. I want one of those.
No. I forgot to put a don't sleep in the fridge.
Ooh, did you hear that pop? That's my don't sleep.
I forgot to put it in the fridge, and I like mine chilled. I can't drink it at room temperature, so I got a glass, cleaned it out, put some ice in it, and now I'm drinking my don't sleep on ice.
All right, Valdez. This summer, testosterone test,
hair and testosterone. Toupee. Yes,
we haven't forgotten about those. Those are two things that we really want to do.
I think the easier one of the two is definitely the testosterone, because
for sure,
like I say, you can just buy the home kits.
The toupee thing's already been kind of not taken out of our hands, of course, but it's in the sales department right now. I think they're trying to see if there's an angle that they can work some sort of endorsement or along those lines. But we definitely haven't forgotten. We want to do them, and I think the show needs it. The show needs some fun energy,
some life,
some juice a little bit to get
juice.
These guys. No pun intended. Let's juice. And get, well, I mean, what happens if we all got on tea? A tea boost. All right.
And this is your dream.
A free tea boost.
Okay.
All right.
Free tea shots.
And we're just going around and just jacked out of our mind, feeling better, jumping higher, getting better in the sack.
Wouldn't you feel guilty about not being natty?
No. I don't care about that.
You're at the point where you're trying to fast track your progress. Why are you not taking supplements?
I think I'm too lazy.
Absent-minded
in that sense. I finally bought creatine. I used it one time.
Why aren't you? There's some zinc magnesium stuff you can take.
I'm not a vitamin guy.
There's so many vitamins you could be taking that would help put you over the edge. I feel like you would be. It would serve you well.
I know.
You've been so many gains.
I haven't figured that out yet.
I know, but
I haven't figured
so
that out. Why don't?
There's a baby step right in front of you, and you're trying to jump to the finish line by taking TRT.
Well, the TRT thing is like a once a month shot something like that. Like I don't want to be taking pills every day. It's not in my routine. So
I know. Well, make it part of your routine.
I got my routine is filled. All right, it literally cannot be more filled. There's no openings.
Hey, why don't you
anything else on my plate?
Hey, why don't you leave them here in the locker room or the locker here, and then after the first segment, you go guzzle a couple of vitamins.
Honestly, I think probably the real reason is I don't want to waste money on it.
I think that's
probably the real reason. I mean, it was like the guy at the vitamin shop had to pry the credit card out of my hands when I was buying creatine. Not because I can't afford a $20 thing of creatine. I'm in the mindset of cutting back everything.
Yes,
right? I'm trying to slash a few $100 a month.
Yes,
not just keep donking off money.
Trust me, I'm way in that camp after my vacation as well.
Normal after vacation?
I think after vacation, it's almost like the stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost like a stages of vacation. All right, you have your. I wish I was still on vacation. When is my next vacation? I'm depressed about how much I spent on my last vacation, and then it's just a recurring cycle.
Yeah,
I think that's normal amongst people. That they after the dust settles and they start itemizing everything, mm-hmm. and then you're going, holy crap, I can't believe I just spent that much. Or I think that's a normal thing. Or typically you go, I had a budget of this, and then this is what my cost ended up being. I think there's a part of people that do that.
Speaking of vacations, I think we've probably talked about this before, and I'm just trying to remember your insight on this. There's a part of me that feels beach vacations are overrated. Have I had this talk with you?
I know
I've said I like lakes more than beaches.
We've had this discussion, but you've told me how you can't understand
when the Bickles go out to the sand and they spend all day out there. It makes me crazy thinking about it. I get so antsy.
I know it's not for you.
I know. I'm trying to figure out why that is necessary. Like even in Spain, we laid out at the pool or on the beach or whatever, and after like 20 minutes, I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta walk around. I gotta do something. And there's things you can do. What does he be? Always play spike ball on the
beach.
Spike
ball. You can play paddle ball. You build a sandcastle with your kids. Yeah. You can bike on the beach if your beach allows it. Those are always fun things to do.
You're not a hustle and bustle guy. Like why aren't you ever going anywhere? You never go anywhere to see things. why aren't you traveling? Like, why don't you just take a trip to Chicago for the weekend? Not to play golf. All right. Don't you want to see things?
Technically I do see things because I'm interested in golf.
No, golf.
But you're telling me like to go see the Bean or go on Sears Tower.
Try a deep dish.
Go to Wrigley Field.
The Green River at St. Patrick's Day. See Wrigley.
See the lake.
Could be anything. Could be Yellowstone. Could be California.
I don't know. It's a good question. You're, like I said, you say this all the time. You're more curious than I am.
On this show, curiosity, I'm like,
yeah, you're
head and shoulders of everyone else. But I'd say you're head and shoulders over the four other guys.
I like beaches. Beaches are relaxing. I enjoy. I'm a fish in water at a beach. Mm. It's what I like. It's what I was groomed. I was groomed to vacation on a beach. I don't think you necessarily were groomed on a beach. I think
my
that
only
has a lot
vacation.
To do with
it. My only vacations were on a beach.
Beach or lake?
No, the Oregon coast.
Oregon coast?
Yeah.
Well, then I can't explain it. Did you have fun when you went to the beach on the Oregon coast as a kid?
Yeah, but I told you, we never like, you're out there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's different because isn't it like windy in the sand? It's not like real sand.
The water's cold.
Yeah, well, it's just a different beach experience.
Different beach experience. I think that's probably why.
The white sands of Ocean City raised me.
All right, so are you looking at property in Kiowa?
No, I can't afford property in Kiowa.
Too expensive?
But expensive. But, I mean, everyone else, we talk about the next golf trip, Cabot Farms, I think that's the name of it, down in Florida.
Don't you have another golf trip coming up?
Yeah, I know, down in Williamsburg, the 30th, in literally like 2 weeks. This is a different group of guys. Oh, this is going to, so on Monday, when I'm recapping everything, and I mention on air, in the first or second segment about the next golf trip and how the group kind of landed on Tampa as one of the locations, go play the Copperhead course down there. I got a tweet. Yeah, this is going to blow your mind.
Psyched.
This is going to get you horny when I read this to you.
You've been saving this?
I saved this. This is from Matthew. He sent it to me. And I guess he sent it to me at 4:26, so he must be a podcaster. He says, "Heard you saying Tampa is your golf dream now. I am a tournament director at the Poker Room in Sarasota. I can get free rooms at the Hard Rock anytime. Let me know. I'll hook you in Tampa."
Oh, silly.
All we talk about are boys' trips to Tampa.
Mm.
This guy has the key to the city.
He does.
Right there.
The Hard Rock? Isn't that where...
You think I wasn't Googling Hard Rock Seminole in Tampa, Florida?
Is that the one that's the main one?
I think it's the main one.
Is that where Anna Nicole died? Is it? Are those two different ones?
It might be the same one.
I mean, she definitely died at the Hard Rock Seminole.
I think it's the same exact one. I'm going to ask for the Anna Nicole suite.
Hopefully it's been remodeled and blocked off since then.
I'm not sure I want to say fumigated.
In the Howard Stern room.
Howard K. Stern. Yeah, don't get it twisted. Hey, one more quick thing about vacation I wanted to bring up with you. Now, since your vacation is like an international vacation, and mine's domestic, but I'm wondering if you have the same thing as me. I cannot sleep when I get back from vacations. My schedule's all messed up.
That's just your mind racing. That's your Sunday scaries, probably. Or are you just trying to get back into?
No, it's just, it's not that. So I've been, my sleep has just been banged up for like an entire year. I have awful sleep anxiety. And then it's just compounded when I get back from vacation. It's almost like the pimples on my face.
I'm going to be honest. You're talking right now. You don't look like yourself. Now that I'm like dialed in and focused on you and you're talking about not sleeping.
I'm not. I do.
Your face is flushed.
It's insomnia.
I'll be honest. I'm not trying to put you down. It's a little puffy.
Okay.
Your face is a little puffy. Right. And I mean, you got the pimples now that I'm noticing. This is not red carpet Valdez.
No.
Right? Like you need I think you need to go to a spa or something and get.
Well, I was just on vacation.
No. I know, but you need like a body treatment. I don't know what you need not a makeover, but you need a relaxation day at a King Spa or something like that, where you put the essential oils and the massages and detox. You need to detox. I mean, you had so much booze, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but that's all run its system. I sweated that all out.
No, I'm looking at it. It's still there.
The don't sleep has been in me for like a year now, and then it's almost like a dormant volcano that has erupted since I got back from vacation.
So you're not even going to sleep.
I'm barely sleeping.
Mm.
I can barely stand up.
You staying up late watching Mavs Thunder?
Not like JP. I'm trying to do my routine where I'm trying to be asleep by like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then I'm tossing and turning literally 2 hours. I'll fall asleep for another hour, and then I'll wake up and be awake for another 2 hours, and then I'll doze off for another 45 minutes.
Hey,
I'm on fumes. I'm Michael Richards when Kenny Rogers is blasting in his apartment. That's
your eyes are
like
bloodshot.
Yeah.
Almost a little bit.
I'm taking every drug known to man before bed.
Get off all that. You gotta go. You gotta go. Get off all that. It's not helping.
I'm doing melatonin.
No more caffeine after.
This is the last time I'll have caffeine. I never have caffeine past 1 o'clock.
Hey, our buddy Greg, I saw him this weekend. A mutual friend of ours, mostly yours, longtime friend of yours, but I like him a lot. Former roommate of yours. He said you were the most frustrating roommate of all time. Not because you're a bad guy or you're a mess or anything like that, but he said you are so neurotic about your sleep that you would scream at the boys in the house to keep it down at 7:30 p.m. or 7 p.m.
No, not 7:30. That's exaggerating.
He said exactly 7:30.
Exaggerating.
He goes, I couldn't believe it. I'd just get home from work. I'm working all day. I barely crack open my first beer. And Valdez is screaming down the hallway, keep it down. I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, that's...
And he says you were an animal about your sleep. You were so regimented that it was unfair to everyone in the house. That you needed peace. You had lights out, peace and quiet at
like
7 p.m.
Yeah. No.
Is that true?
No.
Be honest.
I'm being honest. 7 p.m. is an exaggeration. I mean, we used to stay up and watch Jersey Shore together. That's also how long ago it was, Thursday night. Thursday, come on.
Yeah.
But I think that's how I've developed this is that I have such a routine with my sleep, and that it's almost like I made myself OCD about sleep. I've given myself sleep anxiety based off me being so militant about trying to get so many hours of sleep, trying to fall asleep quickly. I've made everything so perfect for my hibernation. I have to have the fans going this. I need a temperature like that. I need brown noise doing this. I have this thing now. This is going to shock you. I have this thing now where I cannot fall asleep if I feel 1 ounce of urine in my bladder. I have to empty my bladder before I go to bed.
Okay, that's standard protocol.
I know, but I'm laying in bed, like just getting ready to fall asleep. Maybe it's an hour into my sleep. And then all of a sudden my brain will go, hey, your bladder's full. You have to go pee again.
You need a sleep therapist. You're a whack job.
I understand.
And I'll be honest, one of the worst things you've ever told me, and I've never forgotten this, and I actually kind of hate you for this. You told me, and now it's stuck in my head, and now I'm all the biddies, it's going to be stuck in their heads. I usually sleep great as far as falling asleep quickly and never have a problem. 90 seconds, boom, I'm out.
I would kill to have that.
Right? Now, a lot of times a big giant my tummy or something like that. Block that out. All right? But you told me that if you can't sleep, you start to panic.
I panic nonstop.
And then you start panicking.
I count
that
down.
That you haven't slept, that you aren't asleep on time. And then you start panicking. Every minute that goes by, you're losing more and more sleep. And your panicking gets it to such a high level that you can't go back to sleep because you're so worried that you're not getting this amount of sleep that, yes, that you desire.
You are counting the hours or minutes that you're losing from your standard sleep.
So now, on the rare occasion that I can't sleep, okay, I think about you and that dumb theory that I'm losing minutes by minute of sleep and the panic that sets in. Mm-hmm. And it drives me crazy because then it will be 12:30 and I haven't fallen asleep yet or something. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm staring at the ceiling. I'm thinking about Valdez, his theory that I'm losing sleep every second. My eyes aren't closed.
It's gotten so bad that I've started researching weed gummies for bed because I think I have sleep anxiety. That's my self-diagnosis. Maybe this is just a ruse that I can smoke weed,
right,
or do weed.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that will do it for you.
I don't know.
Just take a rip before bed, a nice little bong rip, and then
I don't know if that works though.
Try it a few times. I'm sure you got a lot of pothead friends. Some of them come over.
I need to know if weed gummies work.
I don't know about weed gummies
before bed. I think
I know a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But I personally experience. I'm not familiar. I've only taken weed gummies probably 3 to 5 times, and it's always been like afternoon or early evening, and I never liked the experience, and they're not for me. Now I know that tons of people, and I've done it before too. You take a nice roll a joint or something before bed and
put you to sleep.
Yeah,
but I feel like that would make me more anxious because then I want to wake up on time.
So yeah, you're just too neurotic. You're panicking about every detail of the going to sleep.
But my sleep cycle has never been this neurotic. It's at almost like BDK. It's almost like BDK levels.
You just need to get to the weekend, reset, and then calm down a little bit. Well, try a couple things out over the weekend.
Well, even on the weekends, I wake up at 6.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. To go play golf. Well, that's your own problem.
Well, that's just not to play golf. It's just in general, I wake up at 6. Even if
don't play golf.
I don't play golf sometimes.
All right, so this weekend, don't play golf. Sleep in on Saturday. I know you don't go to church, so sleep in on Sunday.
How do you know I don't go?
That was just a little shot.
Yeah, I know.
That's a gratuitous
shot.
All right, so you sleep in Saturday and Sunday. You get back on track. You'll be ready to rock for Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll try it. Oh, hey, also I want biddies to know that Drab, I mean, we're just kind of still on a vacation rant, that Drab is filling up his Spanish water bottle all week and drinking out of it because he misses vacation.
And it's not that I miss vacation necessarily. It's just
it's a Spanish water bottle.
I do have a Spanish water bottle.
It's honestly a Dasani water bottle that you would get in Spain.
It's not Dasani. It's Salon de Cabras.
It looks
number one water in Spain. This official sponsor of Real Madrid. No, I like this.
Oh no! All right, now I know why it's official sponsor of Real Madrid.
No, I didn't even notice that until after I got back and I was playing FIFA. They this is the water bottle they gave my dad and I when we were playing tennis at the resort. So it's sentimental value. Okay. That's why I like it so much.
Okay.
It's a conversation piece. People always, oh, where'd you get that? Why? I mean, people ask me where I got this water bottle from. Where'd you get that? Well, that's cool looking.
They sell that here?
Yeah. It's a conversation. You turn on the junkies tomorrow. You'll probably sitting on the edge there. My blue water bottle.
It almost looks like a cologne bottle.
It kind of does, like a large cologne bottle.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. Right. Drab, I there's some things I want to talk to you about. You're back into the stock game. And I also want to talk about your controversial stance on graduations.
Oh, I know. I'm taking a lot of heat for that.
So I want to get into that when we get back.
All right, cool. All right, we'll be back. Whoa, Jesus. All right, we'll be right back.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 129. I'm Pizza Face Valdez. Today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports me, supports Drabby, supports AWOD. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. We teased going into break Drab's controversial opinion about graduation. Drab, would you like to enlighten the biddies on what you said on the junks if they didn't hear it early in the morning?
Well, we were talking about, JP, I think, brought back up Ted Scott caddy for Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, so we talked about,
who's missing Cakes, Saturdays.
Yeah, Cakes' kid, Kurt, graduating medical school. Yeah. And then we brought up Ted Scott leaving Scottie Scheffler Saturday for his kid's high school graduation.
Yes.
And then you had this flamethrower take.
It wasn't a flamethrower take. It's just how I generally kind of feel, I think, about these topics.
I think you'd be surprised with the amount of people that
look,
agree.
Look, last time we talked about missing work, it was about for pregnancy stuff, right? Or yes. The birth of a child. Yeah, and yeah, I was called a misogynist, I think, by people. And I said, it's not really, not that you shouldn't miss work for the birth of your kid. Of course, if you got a regular job that you're easily replaceable or it doesn't really matter, that you can take personal days for, it's fine, right? I was clearly not at work when my kids were being born. I don't want to come across as a hypocrite, but I believe there are jobs out there that you shouldn't necessarily skip big moments for. Regular season, NBA player, right? You have to know the moment. NBA player has a baby being born in October, November 12th, beginning of the season, fine, right? Take 2 nights off, go be with your family, whatever it is. Playoff game, you can't, in my opinion, you can't miss a playoff game for the birth of your kid. Hardly anybody else feels this way. It's just something that I feel that it's probably like you have to be there for. NFL, okay. I'm not your quarterback. So if you're that important to the outcome of your team, you're not a depth player, you got to be there. You can't, Sam Howe or Geno Smith has a kid born on a Sunday morning. I'll be a little disappointed if Sam Howell's running out there because Geno's missing the game and we lose and we don't go to the playoffs because Geno wanted to take a Sunday morning off to be with his family.
Now you're mentioning birth of the child.
Mm-hmm. That's how we talked about that 2 weeks ago, right?
Right.
So I think at its core,
so even birth of your child, there's a discrepancy between if you should take off or not, depending on your importance of your job.
I think there's a mindset, and I haven't really thought about it this much, but maybe we'll work on this together, of that, like, I generally enjoy coming to work, okay? Mm-hmm. I see myself as fortunate to have a job, right? Especially
the job we have.
The job that we have. I like my job. I like getting money to go to work. I believe, like, that is not something that is just given or that I'm owed, right? There's other people who don't necessarily feel that way, that they either don't like their job or that they feel like they're not paid enough, so they're maybe they're hostile. Yeah,
underappreciated.
Or underappreciated, or they just, you know, they have the mindset that you work for 40 years, they'll get rid of you and replace you in 2 seconds, you don't matter, so why are you going to bend over backwards for your employer? Yeah,
they owe me more than...
Right.
They
need me. I'm not saying you're wrong, right? A lot of people, I generally don't feel that way. So I feel that I have a responsibility to come to work. Mm-hmm. I also felt as responsibility as a kid that I had to go to school. Now, I wasn't a great student, but I never missed school. Maybe a couple days in my entire life.
Not even senior skip day.
Like, I don't really call out sick from work ever.
Like, you got to be on your deathbed to call out sick.
Yeah. Now, it's changed a little bit since COVID because now you don't want to get other people sick. And it's kind of more front of mind.
Yes.
But back in the day, you would battle through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, getting back to skipping work. At my core, I don't think it's appropriate to skip work. I'm not saying a birthday kid. Graduation is fine. Like, you have personal days, but I just don't happen to think graduation is that big of a deal.
Like, if you had, like, if on your hierarchy of personal, personal days you take for life moments, it's at the bottom of the food chain.
Now, look, you look at cakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his son. He's becoming a doctor. It's a little different than high school graduation. To me, my mom told me it is not an accomplishment to graduate high school. That is an expectation, not even expectation. It's something you're going to do. Right?
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
So it wasn't this big blow horn, whoa, 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 way to go, Matt, you did it. It was just the next step. You want to have a part? I don't understand why Ted Scott, is that his name, Ted Scott, can't have a birthday graduation party next weekend. Nobody wants to go to the ceremony. The kids don't want to be there. The parents don't want to be there. Literally nobody wants to be there. They're miserable. They're hot. They stink. Why can't Ted Scott, who's another man's livelihood, depends on his guidance.
That is true.
And JP, who said 100 times, he's just a caddy. I told you JP doesn't believe in coaching. He doesn't think coaching matters. That was another example. Caddies are coaches on the course.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't believe caddies do anything whatsoever. I'm not a golfer, but I don't believe that's necessarily true. Okay?
Uh-huh. I would agree with you.
I think a lot of guys who've won tournaments have owed a lot to their caddies and have said so.
Uh-huh. They consider themselves a team.
A team. You're part of a team.
Yes. A two-man team.
I don't think Ted Scott should miss a major.
Yeah.
One of the 4 days he's got to work 16 days a year.
Uh-huh.
If this is the Wells Fargo or the Quicken Loans or whatever the hell it's called, you can miss it. It's a major. Your legacy depends on it. You can skip the ceremony. You can be home on Sunday night, have a big blowout party on Monday morning.
Right.
The following graduation parties aren't always even the same weekend.
No.
They're always sometimes
they could be a month away.
Yeah, have the big blowout party, spend $100 million, invite everybody, big sheet cake, whatever you want to do for your lovely daughter. You should still be at work on important days.
I would agree.
Like, not all jobs are created equal.
I would totally agree with you.
Did you like my point that Dan Quinn could? What happens if Dan Quinn missed a game to go to his son's December college graduation?
That would be no go. We would crush him for a month.
I don't know if people would.
They would.
I don't think people would anymore.
You don't think so?
No, not anymore. Not in this. Laissez-faire, nothing matters, nobody has to go to work.
No one has responsibilities.
It's 2 p.m. on a weekday, everyone's outside, everyone's working from home, but not really working or whatever, you know. Everyone's just doing their own thing. Nothing, like, there are no guidelines necessarily anymore. I like guidelines. I like, what did I say? I like customs. I like guidelines. I like unwritten rules.
Unwritten rules.
Okay. I just kind of like all that stuff. It keeps us in order a little bit. Yeah, everybody just can't be doing their own thing.
Right. There can't be chaos.
Quinn has to be there on Sundays unless it's an emergency. Can't go to his kid's high school graduation.
His wife dies. That's an emergency.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm just pointing out some of the things that qualify being able to miss it.
Yeah.
Like if Ted Scott wants to go for his wife is in labor and he finds out Friday night and they have a contingency plan in place to fly out,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's okay. But like you said, graduation, I feel like graduation is a lower tiered life achievement. Like
if you're an athlete or a coach,
like if someone said, hey, I have a graduation to go to, like Cakes is in the position
mm-hmm.
where he can do that. But when you're essential and you're leaving for a graduation, I'm not saying.
But when does it matter? When does it matter? Can LeBron miss a game 7? To go to Bryce's high school graduation?
No.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are dates matter.
Okay.
Players matter. Roles matter.
All right. Let's say that, let's say the Junks are live on air the day after the Commanders win the Super Bowl. Can Cakes go to his son's graduation?
No.
No.
Even though the guys weren't here when.
I know. I'll never forget that.
The World Series. I think it was the Caps.
I think it was the World Series. It could be the Caps.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't here. Now, how do I really feel about that now that we're thinking about it? Say I have a trip booked to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that the Caps went on a heater and they win they're back in the Stanley Cup. Would I expect to be here the day after they win the Stanley Cup? But my parents are in Spain. For a once-in-a-lifetime trip?
No. I would say no, because number one, you're not on-air talent. And number two, I think we have a structure in place where we can accommodate this.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
You work for H&R Block.
All right.
Can you take a vacation April 5th through April 15th?
No.
No, those are block out dates. You got to be there.
Tax month, no.
It's just, it is what it is. And all jobs are created equal.
The guys need to take time off, maybe like a Thursday, Friday off in October during in football season.
Here's the thing. That used to be our rule. Nobody took vacation in the fall. Right. We always kind of let Christmas slide because our ratings don't count during that mm-hmm. time necessarily. And so it's a little different. Like we have to do well in the fall. That's our bread and butter. We have to do well in the fall. But now you notice like the wraparound vacation, all that kind of stuff. All those rules have been broken recently. Valdez, first week in NFL season, last year gone.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're still holding that against me.
Well, I just remembered. All right. I'm in the minority and there's nothing personal. You don't have to come at me and tell me I'm a horrible person or that
I don't think you are.
It's just kind of how I feel at my core. If you can be there, you should try to be there for important dates. 16 dates for Ted Scott. It's a little different because golf's an individual sport, but he works for Scottie Scheffler in my mind. So he should, if Scottie says to go ahead and do that, I wouldn't even ask. You got to be there.
You got to be there.
All right.
Got to be there. Did you have any kind of life trauma in your graduation?
I don't think so.
Anti-graduation.
My dad came to my call, but yeah, my mom didn't even come down.
For your high school?
No, in Arizona. She didn't go. I think there was a little disappointment probably in there. It took me 4.5 years.
Four and a half.
Right. It was December. It was a December graduation.
I think I told this story on air. My J school graduation.
Mm-hmm.
The commencement speeches are hot right now. The commencement speech that we had, the first words out of the guy's mouth were, your child's not going to make much money in this in this industry. Mm-hmm. And you think that went over well with my father? And with 50% with 50% of the fathers.
That's a way to start a speech.
Yeah, it was quite the attention grabber. You should have seen my dad's face drop to the floor as I'm sitting there staring.
He was just learning that. You should have known that before.
I think it was kept from him. We would have been better off having Buck Kerr speak.
It's fine. Like most jobs, it's probably fine. Like my job, most of the people listening, you can go to your kid's high school graduation. Like it's not going to be, and you can plan it out. But there are just some jobs that are pretty important or go above normal hours necessarily, right?
Right.
That's just kind of how I feel about it. Cakes is fine. I wouldn't even think twice. Cakes took this off months ago, said, hey, I need May 16th off. My son's graduating. Of course. Yeah. It's also that you're on a team here.
Do you think, would you feel less bad? Would you feel better off if they knew this date was on the calendar and they had already discussed this and they talked about, hey, this is going to be during, this is going to be on the PGA Tour, or this is PGA Championship weekend. Do you care if I leave to go to the graduation?
Scott, I'll be this is what I would say. Babe, I'm so proud of you. Like, you're a rock star. I love being your dad. It is so much fun, and I am so proud of everything that you've accomplished and where you're going in your life. I tell you what. We got a major. We're going to Valhalla that weekend. And you know what we're doing the next weekend? Because I can't be there for your graduation. We're going to the Bahamas. We're going to celebrate. We're going to take you and a couple of your girlfriends to the Bahamas, and we're going to celebrate. We're going to go on a cruise or Bahama or whatever you want, and we're going to have ourselves a blowout party because you killed it. You got straight A's. I'm so fired up for you and to be a part of this family.
Dad, you didn't come to my graduation. Watch me walk. How dare you?
You see.
Hey, are you scared when Blake and Tinsley get older that this audio is going to be thrown back in your face?
I hope they understand.
Was it, by the way, graduation is a big wank off.
Don't parents know that the kids don't care about the graduation?
No. The kids care because it's probably going to be the last time they see some of their friends.
Okay,
and if you know the person giving some of the speeches, then that's cool.
The only reason you even let family members know that you're graduating is because you hope that they send you money.
That envelope.
Did Uncle Kenny come to your high school graduation?
No. Okay. Uncle Kenny lives on the Florida Georgia line.
Well, whatever.
I know what you mean. No, but he came to my graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, graduation is just the parents that are invested in graduation is at the extreme ends of the spectrum. There's no middle ground. So a parent who is invested in their kid's graduation, high school graduation, are the ones that barely graduate, who have family members that got their GED, mm-hmm. and it's a big deal because their family's stupid. All right, that's one. The other end of the spectrum is that your kid is a rock star at school and does well and is going to be sent off to a nice college and has a billion ropes around their necks and has a National Honor Society thing around them, and then they look like a smarty pants.
But the truth
is, and they want to go, that's my child, when they're just, they look like they have dreadlocks because they have so many ropes around their neck.
But the truth is, most of us fall somewhere in between.
Yes. And that's why no one really.
So you're coming. You're a little bit on my side.
I'm a little bit on your side. I'm saying the people who should really care are those ends of the spectrum. The people who should be act medium, mm-hmm. act, you know, just kind of blah about it, are the middle group.
All right.
At least that's what I think. Am I on to something?
Send your hate mail to @bitsy. I'm a terrible dad. Whatever you feel. My parents didn't love me.
Hey, speaking of fired up, Drab, mm-hmm. The one other thing that you brought up on today's show is the and you might be the soda connoisseur of the show.
I am the soda king.
Is the free refills at fast food establishments and how companies are.
This one hurts.
Are kind of nixing it and charging patrons. for a refill on their soda for their combo meal. Why did that hit home so much to you?
Well, you like soda as well. You don't drink it nearly as much as me.
I've definitely cut back on my soda intake, but if I were going to go to a fast food establishment, I would probably just have one soda. I probably wouldn't get a refill.
Well, it's kind of it's not just fast food in my mind. If I go to Glory Days, I want unlimited refills.
That's
if I'm sitting there watching an NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like change. I like customs, and it is customary in this country for the last 50 years that you get free refills with your drinks, with your soda that we all know cost them pennies. In my mind, you're paying for multiple refills.
You don't even have to advertise it. It's always free refills. That's been well known, well established.
Now, I did learn in Spain, now that I'm an expert world traveler, there are absolutely no free refills over there. You get a soda at a restaurant, first off. They bring you the little tiny glass bottle.
Like the minis that would be in like
a mini
bar. It's
not even a big glass bottle. The little tiny little glass bottles
of
soda.
Almost like an 8-ounce bottle.
But even when I went to McDonald's and they had the fountain, there was no refills. Dried grass being foreign concept. No pun intended. Yeah. But that is one of the great things about fast food, in my opinion. Is the unlimited refills. I'm never a big fan. Everyone loves those Coke machines, the freestyle machines. I don't like those things.
Yeah.
First off, I see all the fingerprints all over the screen. It's kind of gross to me.
It's kind of gross.
They're hidden more on the fountain machines.
Yes, plus.
But they never work. Those machines never work.
You can never combine it correctly. But you can't do a suicide with those.
I think you can. Not as well.
Yeah, but you're supposed to just take it and just move down the line.
The people at Wendy's told me that they were trying to get rid of the people at Wendy's. The cashier at Wendy's told me they were trying to get rid of theirs because it's always broken. And if you notice, you go to those freestyle machines, they're always broken.
There's always something out. I don't piece that off.
Don't you feel that though? Like
you should be entitled to a free refill.
Are we entitled to anything?
No, no. This is
what are we entitled to?
No, no, no. Here's why we should always be entitled to.
There's been so much change in fast food the last few years, and I'm just not okay with it. The world's changing too fast.
Here's why they can't do it to us. It's because they've let the cat out of the bag already in terms of how cheap the freestyle sodas are. Like they've already opened up the books to us. We're already wide awake to how it costs a soda, basically 13 cents, and 10 cents of it is the cup. We're already on to them about the upcharge of soda. So to get charged again for the refill when I know for a fact that the syrup that I'm using is costing 3 cents to the company that I just paid a $3 supply to, I think that's why. Everyone should feel entitled to the refill.
What I always say about these fast food companies, and when I get annoyed by something that they do, or is that they all follow each other. Okay, so this isn't a McDonald's thing. I think I was ranting. Maybe Wendy's did something not so long ago that upset me. But once one of these companies does something, and it becomes the norm for them,
yeah, it's a chain reaction.
It's a chain reaction, and then they all copy them. So the days of free refills in this country are coming to a rapid end. Get used to it, all right? For all you overweight, chubby guys out there like myself.
Well, maybe, maybe it'll be good for us.
Of course, it'd probably be better for
us. One thing we need is if someone's on the border of getting another soda or not, and they don't want to because it costs them another $2.69, maybe that's a good thing.
That's not why they're doing it.
I know that's not why they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
But
is anybody looking out for the customer?
No, you were just like, remember the Jerry Seinfeld act? Remember the Jerry Seinfeld act?
No.
Where he talks about drug companies, and he talks about how they view you as a man with no face, their mouth open. That's how drug companies view the public. That's how fast food places or companies in general view the public. You're a statistic to them.
I don't feel like In-N-Out does that.
Well, I'm just.
I don't feel like Chick-fil-A does that. And I hope they don't follow suit. In my mind, those are the two classy, as far as customer service, fast food companies out there. The rest of them were just pigs in a line.
Well, then maybe you need to boycott some of these places. Only go to the places that give you the free refills. Like if Chick-fil-A is going to stand their ground about the traditions, and my guess is if there's a fast food place out there that gets sized for tradition, it's Chick-fil-A.
Probably, yeah. I know what you're getting at.
Then why don't you just only frequent that place?
That is the great option about this country. Your free will.
Yeah, free will.
I guess for humans, free will.
No one's got a gun to your head.
Yeah, I mean, I'm eating less fast food than I have in previous years. So
look, I don't know how.
Probably best for me.
I don't know how to enact corporate change. What are you going to go out there and protest?
Can one man make a difference?
What are you going to go picket? I would love for you to stand outside of a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You think I'd get on the news?
Yes. I guarantee you'll be interviewed for the news. I would actually text Annie you and tell her to go interview you.
All right. Crazed man demands free refill at McDonald's. Free refill.
Why? You should go out there and start informing the public and saying, hey, Dave Thomas.
Don't let this slide.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald is putting their hand in your pocket.
Yeah,
maybe. Stand up.
Well,
do
you know what a few people called in off air today? I'm not saying this is true or not, but they said one of the big reasons why is that the people are cheating the system. When I mean people, I mean grifters. So people are coming in, especially like in urban fast food places with
their own cups.
The bums are coming in with their cups and just going right over to it and filling it up all day. And they're tired of it. And they don't want, they're just tired. So my solution to that is move the back in the day, they used to be behind the counter.
Yeah.
Move them behind the counter. Uh-huh. Like they have at Chick-fil-A. At Chick-fil-A, they're behind the counter. You can't just walk into Chick-fil-A off the street. No, you got to give them your cups. You said, what'd you have again? All that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Maybe ask for a receipt.
I don't know why I just thought of this. I want to get your opinion on this.
Hey, we're solving the world's problems.
Okay. Right, solve this problem. Okay. I want you to solve this problem. Because when we talked about cheaters, this came up. Did you know why Southwest is getting rid of Sit Anywhere? Why they're contemplating it?
Why?
Because they have a system. They have a...
Yeah, I'm a big Southwest guy.
I know you are. I want you to solve this problem. You're the CEO of Southwest.
All right.
When you board your plane, all airlines do this. For those who are elderly or have children or need extra time... please come and board, right? Everyone else has their own seat, so it's not a problem. What people are doing on Southwest, they're faking that they need help. They're faking that they need more time. So able-bodied people or people without children or people who of normal age are just walking to the front of the thing and then taking all the best seats. It's like a mass amount of people. Every flight, apparently, are just faking it and then stealing the best seats on the flight that other people are either waking up early for or they're paying extra for, and those seats are gone. So basically having A10 is irrelevant now because everyone's just cutting in front of you. So CEO Valdez, how do you fix that problem for Southwest?
See,
besides having assigned seating.
So when I fly,
mm-hmm.
If I in the middle of the plane, I don't care. I try to be up farther, but it just doesn't bother me. But this is what I would do is I would have the disability section. All right. I have the disability section.
It's not just disability.
Yeah, I know. After rows 10 through 15. And you know what? How about when you check in,
I know, but they can't say anything to these people. It's their policy. They can't.
Well, you got
to
change your policy.
Well, you're going to check someone and say, hey, you're.
Why can't you? Why can't you say, hey, can you prove your medical ailment?
Because you can't do it. It's just like you can't stop someone who's stealing running out the front door anymore. There's no confrontation. You can't confront the customer anymore.
So I would have it as my Southwest policy. Mm. This is my Southwest policy. If you're claiming that you are disabled, I need to see a basically a doctor's note or something proving the fact that you are disabled. That, like, but if you have a peg leg, I can see you got a peg leg. Mm. But like, if you're just
anxiety.
Yeah, if you have anxiety, uh-huh. I need to see a psychiatrist note.
They'll whip those things. People fake that stuff all the time. Okay, they get so they can fly with their dog.
All right, that's fine. But I'm making them go through the extra step. I know what they're doing. At least I'm saying that, right?
Yeah.
It would get rid of the person who was just walking up to the counter and saying, "Hey, I'm a phobic flyer. I need to get off this plane immediately. So can you let me in the front?" I think it would get rid of the person who just comes up to the counter and claims something to try and get a front seat. I'm making that person go through the extra steps.
My tip for you, Valdez, when you book your next flight and they have assigned seating, book in the back of the plane. Nobody likes to book in the back of the plane.
I love the back of the plane.
I'm a big back in the plane guy. When we just flew, all the people up front packed in like sardines.
Yes. Back, you can spread out.
We had entire rows to ourselves in the back.
Because nobody wants to go to the back, so that way...
I don't mind waiting.
No, I don't mind waiting either. You have the most most chance that no one will sit next to you if you go to the back, because nobody wants to sit in the back.
Now, some flights, they're packed, but if there are going to be open seats, they're going to be in the back.
Yes, and then I also like being in the back, so if I can't get something up near the front, I go to the back. The middle is the worst place to go.
I agree with that.
Because I can't stand the people that just stand up as soon as the plane lands. And when the plane lands in the middle, that's where it all mm-hmm. gets congested.
Big rush, yeah.
But if you're in the back, you literally just sit there in the back and wait for everyone to deplane, and then you can just walk down the aisle. Mm-hmm. There you go. And plus, the back is cool because if you gotta use the bathroom, because a lot of people in the middle, They're kind of eyeing up to see when the bathroom's clear.
You turn around all the time.
Yeah, you literally know when it's free, and you can just go walk right there, go to the bathroom, and beat everyone who's in the middle who has to go.
Do you know the most important reason to sit in the back?
Yes.
Tell me.
It's because that's where all the snacks are.
No. If that thing crashes, I believe you have the highest percentage to survive if you're in the back of the plane. That's why I always like. That's what got me started sitting in the back. Not that I'm afraid of flying, but I like my better odds.
You know what? If you wanted a extra juice or extra ginger ale too, being in the back of the plane helps because that's where the flight attendants
are. Oh, you mean you can just turn around?
You literally just turn around and say, "Can I get one more? My tummy hurts." Uh-huh. Or you know what it is when they're getting ready to. Or, they take your order. You turn around. Hey, can you just give me the can instead of just pouring it in? They do that because they're right there and they can just hand it.
A little camaraderie.
Yes. Right. Plus the back of the plane. The back of the plane. If you've ever flown to Vegas, all right.
Yeah.
If you're going on a trip, like if you're going to New Orleans, I'm going to try to think of
Nashville.
Cities. New Orleans, Nashville, Miami, Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the back of the plane, it's almost like a party. That's kind of cool.
I don't want to party with strangers on a plane.
It's kind of like remember being in the back of the bus when you're in middle school?
It's rowdy.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like when you fly to
those
cities.
Yeah, but you're with your boys.
I know, but everyone's kind of flying for the same purpose.
To get effed up.
Yeah.
Let's get it started.
Yeah. Everyone's saying it's party time on the back of the plane.
Okay.
And then the flight attendant's right there. You say, hey, another round.
She's ready to get railed out.
Yeah. Who's next in my club? Back of the plane when you fly to party cities is a lot of
fun. I've seen it. Yeah. On the flights to New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was rowdy.
Yeah. That's where the bachelorette and the bachelor parties all mingle together.
All right, good stuff.
They're one in the back of the plane.
Or leave it in. I don't care. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Good to have Valdez back on the show, and yeah. I think he's here next Thursday.
Yes, we'll have another episode next week. I'll be here.
All right, cool. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.